Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Day of football.
Oh, Barkley! Uh-oh! Barkley! Goodbye!
Boy, thought about it, now tosses to the end zone, he's got Taylor for the Jets touchdown!
From sides to totals to props, we've got you covered. It's BetMGM Network's You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff with your hosts, Nick Kostos and Sam Paniatovic, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Hour number two, week 9 NFL Sunday, Nikki K, Sammy P, and you on the BetMGM Network. Best bets will close the show 40 minutes from now. We'll talk some teasers. We'll talk the underdog money line parlay. Thy Royal Prop King coming up in a few moments. A big-ass board update coming up in moments as well. But Sammy, one more game for us to hit. Is the pizza order in yet, by the way? Has that happened or not
Pizza's
yet?
Pizza's in. I'm hoping it will be here right before our last segment so I can do the reveal on the show.
Oh,
that's my hope.
Yeah.
Because then you will definitely order pizza. After I show you what I've ordered, you will have no choice but to order pizza.
Hot honey pepperoni, or do you want to save it for hopefully like a visual on YouTube and Twitch?
Yeah. And I'm going to do the hot honey here myself. I got the honey here. I'll do that myself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hungry.
Yeah, I know.
And not just for winners.
We're all going to get pizza and we're going to win all of our bets.
From your mouth to God's ears, my friend, one more game for us to hit and it moved, and then we'll get the big ass board update. And Sammy, that is the Seahawks and the Commanders on Sunday Night Football. And I said it earlier this week on You Better You Bet. It may sound dramatic to hear this because it's only week 9. I think this is a must-win game for the Commanders if they want to make the playoffs. Losing your 3-6, hosting the Lions next week. Have to win this game. What do we have cooking, Sammy? Seattle at Washington.
We haven't had a lot of movement, which indicates a good line that's getting balanced action. This open 3. Got to 3.5 a little bit and then came right back to 3. There's a book in Vegas that has 2.5. BetMGM, though, 3, a cheap 3 on the favorite, 3-102. And this total's come up a little bit to 48.5. But when you see that team sit 3 for most of the week, that tells you there's support financially on the dog. And when Jaden Daniels plays, people like to bet him, especially as a dog.
I just looked at an offshore account that I have, and Seattle's 2.5 there. Now, juice towards Seattle. If we get that everywhere today and at BetMGM, Sam, if it's Seahawks 2.5 at some point in between now and kickoff, would you lay Seattle? Like, what's your betting opinion of the game?
I wanted to bet Washington, and I just couldn't get there. Even at three, I have not gotten there. So, no, I would not lay the 2.5. I was looking for a reason to bet Washington and just could not do it. So it's a pass for me.
I think 2.5, I would have to bet Seattle if we got there. And that takes me into this question. Just curious your opinion on this. Do you think the Seattle Seahawks are a threat to win the NFC and represent the conference in Super Bowl 60?
We had this conversation a month ago about betting Seattle at 30-1 to win the NFC. 30-1, mind you. Maybe it was even longer. Maybe 5 weeks ago. Maybe six. It was a while ago. And Joe and I both didn't do it because we feared backing Sam Darnold in the NFC playoffs. Like, okay, it's one thing to win in the regular season.
Very fair thought.
So if we couldn't get there collectively at 30-1, I know you're not asking about the price, you're asking about the team. No, I am not betting Seattle. I didn't bet it at 30, and I'm not betting it now because I'm just not a believer in him when the games matter most.
Yeah, I'm fascinated to see how that's going to go. It's such a great point by you, right? Because you're so right about that with the way it went at the end of the year last year. And he was awesome last year. They went 14-3. And then Sunday night at Detroit in week 18 is horrible. And then he's horrible in the wild card game on the road in Los Angeles against the Rams. Like, they're going to go to the playoffs, I think. And then what happens when they get there? I do think they have huge upside if he can keep it together. It is a very fair concern when the games get bigger and the lights get brighter. Can he be up to par? Okay, those were all the side and total moves for today. Sammy, give us the old big, it's B-A-B-D, the big ass, B-A-B-U, the Babu, the big ass board update.
Chargers are getting bet back to 10. Not really a surprise. I know you're not surprised. BetMGM still has 9.5, though. So if you like the Chargers, BetMGM is your home to lay the 9.5. A lot of books are moving to 10 as we speak. More support for the Packers. Some books now 13.5, which, again, remember, this was like 10.5, 11, 6 days ago. And now we're out through 13 at multiple books. And finally, we are seeing some under money in the Giants game, but I want to revert back to a conversation we had during the break where I believe you said the Giants are going to give up 1,000,000 points. This total has moved 3 points from 45.5 to 48.5, and now some of the 48.5s are going away back to 48. That's probably just people betting the high side of a number, but with all the injuries you mentioned, not great for the Giants defense, right?
No, very, very, very bad, I would say. And the pass rush has been disappointing. Burns has been good. Dexter Lawrence has been invisible. Allowed literally 7 explosive run plays, 7 plays of 15 or more yards last week to the Eagles. And I know that the Niners are not the Eagles in terms of running the ball, but the Giants are so, like, the Giants defense is bad. I don't know how they're, I don't know how either team's getting stops in this game.
I understand it. I think when you look at the makeup of the game, it's easy to say, oh, well, the Niners are hurt. The Giants have a bad offense. They're hurt as well at receiver. There won't be a lot of points. And then you see the market just get blasted up all week. So conventional wisdom says 2 bad offenses, not a lot of points. The market is saying there will be points, though. So just always fun to see kind of how things are moving, even though the narratives might kind of take you in a different direction.
And last one here, even if there's nothing, I just want to ask, anything happening with the Chiefs and the Bills, the game of the day and maybe the game of the season in the NFL regular season?
Nothing since we last talked about it, but it is worth understanding that a lot of these books on Friday and Saturday were at 1.5, and now we're at 2.5. So it's been more of a steady diet of Chief bets. Some books today have moved to 2.5. That's what happens. Day of the game, people like to bet the Chiefs. We've seen sharp action on both sides. Sharps did bet Buffalo at 2.5 earlier in the week, and then other sharps came in and laid the 1.5 and the 2. So good two-way action. I think that fight will continue basically all day long around the 2.
You did kind of checkmate me with that. Hey, like, if you flipped home field, what would you do in the game? And I'm like, well, I'd probably bet.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Buffalo. I didn't love that question and me being forced to answer the way that I did. I still like Kansas City, but you're 100% right about that.
Yeah, I just, from a number standpoint, I think this game in Buffalo, I think should be a pick 'em. I don't think we should be getting 2, 2.5. But the problem is when the Chiefs win by a field goal, I will be very, very upset. So like, that'll be the worst when it's 20-20 and Butker bangs like a 50-yarder to win by 3. I'll turn the TV off and go right to bed. That's what'll happen.
Well, and hopefully with a full belly of delicious. Yeah,
definitely
delicious pizza.
Definitely. That's my best bet of the day, that I smash this entire pizza and take a nap at some point.
How many slices of the pizza? Like, will you be sharing any with your wife? Is this just like, this is like Kevin McAllister Home Alone, a whole cheese pizza just for me?
I'm all by myself today. This is all me. It's a personal mission, Nick.
Okay, and I have no doubt that you will succeed. Zero. Okay. Especially after what we did at Naked City, which, for just so people know, is a wing and pizza shop in Vegas, not what you might think otherwise, where we did damage on pizza and wings that night. That was pretty fun, back for your birthday in March in Vegas. Okay. Anything else before I get to that Royal Prop King?
Nope. Nothing else. We're good to go.
All right. It is time for the Prop King to descend down from thy royal throne, traipse across thy royal purple velvety carpet, over to thy royal balcony, to gaze down upon you, the peasants, and issue winning prop bets, hopefully, for Week 9, NFL Sunday.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your Prop King, Nick Kostos. All hail King Kostos.
All hail King Kostos.
I do want to shout out, Sam, our mutual friend who was actually on You Better You Bet on Friday, the great Rick Camp. Former You Better You Bet crew member, 670 The Score, so people locally in Chicago know Rick. One of the sharpest NBA handicappers out there, on Twitter at Rick C. Camp. Rick texts us, myself and Sam, with this quote: "Any pizza is a personal pizza with the right attitude." Rick is the absolute best. On Twitter, at Rick C. Camp. Okay. Thy royal props for today. Lions and the Vikings. We were talking, Sammy, off air about your fantasy team, and someone offered you Jameson Williams in a trade, the Lions wide receiver. He's been terrible thus far this season. Like, they'll have games where the Lions score a ton of points and you look up and J-Mo has like one catch for 12 yards. Lions offensive coordinator John Morton was asked this week, like, hey, like, what's going on with Jameson Williams? And there's a long quote, and it's a good quote. how he needs to get him more involved, blah, blah, blah. And the closing line of John Morton talking about Jameson Williams is, quote, "I've failed him." You know Brian Flores is going to send the blitz. We know Jared Goff can beat the Brian Flores blitz. He's been doing it 4 years in these Lions-Vikings matchups. I like J-Mo over 45 and a half receiving yards. He can go over on one catch today for the Detroit Lions. Also, for any time touchdowns, you could pour yourself a shot of J-Mo. You could drink it this time. It's noon Eastern, like 11 a.m. Central time. You could have a shot of J-Mo right now. J-Mo, anytime touchdown. And the wacky anytime touchdown bet. Josh Oliver Twist is out today for Minnesota. He's their blocking tight end. So TJ Hockenson will be more involved in the offense. Minnesota's second tight end, Ben Jurecek. It's like an Eastern European country. Jurecek. Anytime touchdown, beer or pizza money for the Minnesota Vikings. Bears and the Bengals. Sammy, what do you think of Rome Odunze today? I like Rome Odunze a lot for Chicago's passing game.
I need him over 850 and a half yards for the whole season, so I need him every week. Bad.
You bet this last week, last year, right? And he went over for his rookie season.
Yeah, it was 650 and a half last year, and he flew over. This year, 850 and a half. Assuming health, he should get there, right? I would think.
I think he's, like, Manungai, I think, is going to smash. The market does as well. Odunze, this is not like a smash number for him, 63 and a half receiving yards. The Bengals have the worst defense in the league. I like Rome Odunze over receiving yards. Anytime touchdowns? I think if anyone out there, Sam, and you'll like this because you're starting Manungai in your fantasy league today, I would bet Manungai to score multiple touchdowns, like not just one. Like score two, score three touchdowns. Think about what the Jets did last week to this Bengals defense. Manungai should have a really nice game running the football today for Chicago. Cincinnati is terrible against the worst defense in the league against opposing tight ends. Sam, I know you had Evan Silva on your show this week from Establish the Run. He was on Bet Sweats weekdays 9 a.m. to noon with Sam and Joe Ostrowski. Evan wrote on Establish the Run this week, and he's right about how bad the Bengals are against opposing tight ends. I think you could take a stab if you want, you the listener or viewer, on Colston Loveland or Cole Kmet. They're basically the same price. I guess I prefer Loveland a little bit, but I think either could score today or both for the Chicago Bears. Packers and the Panthers at Lambeau. Tony Montana's favorite wide receiver, Jalen Coker. He's way more involved in this offense. Played a ton of snaps last week for Carolina against Buffalo. I think he's better than Xavier Leggett. I like Jalen Coker over 25 and a half receiving yards. I like Coker anytime touchdown. And given that the Packers have like 9 wide receivers that they play, that's only a slight exaggeration. Let's play the one at the longest odds. He scored last week on Sunday night against Pittsburgh. He gets the ball both thrown to him and he gets carries in the run game. Explosive third round rookie, Savion Williams, anytime touchdown, small money bet on these. Chargers and the Titans. If I may paraphrase, Michael Bolton, not the singer, but the character. From the critically acclaimed 1990s comedy Office Space. When referring to the Los Angeles Chargers' fleet of pass catchers, I guess you could say, I like them all. Gadsden, Quentin Johnston, Ladd McConkey. I think all could go over. Make me pick one. I guess I go Quentin Johnston, but I like all of them today. Anytime touchdowns, the prices all suck here. The only one that I think is somewhat decent is Van Jefferson for Tennessee, who's their number 3 receiver along with the 2 rookies, DK and Aya Manor. He's going to run a lot of routes. The Titans are going to be behind in the game. Van Jefferson anytime touchdown for Cam Ward and the Titans. Patriots and the Falcons, just to close this segment. Look, I've been donating money on Darnell Mooney over receiving yards, but I do think the number's too low. If you don't want to bet it, you the viewer, you the listener, I understand. Also like Stephon Diggs, he hasn't been cashing the last couple weeks. Up to you if you want to tail these bets or not. Anytime touchdowns? If you're going to bet Travion Henderson to score, I'd bet him to score multiple touchdowns also. And I think you have to bet Terrell Jennings to score a touchdown as well. The Patriots' number 2 running back with Ramondre Stevenson out. On the other side, the rest of the props, teasers, underdog moneyline parlay, countdown to kickoff.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.